It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
From the Labatt Blue Studio, it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. This segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience in Happy Valley. And right now, Mark is offering something really special like he always does. Any RV you book from now through August 15th will include a 409 barbecue meal for each member of your party. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that, Andrew?
Nice. I had some of...
Not long ago.
We had some on... last week when we recorded the show, we were treated to barbecue, and then there was an event I had to go to, so I ate more barbecue 2 days later, and then I took some home and ate it for two more days. So I'd say I have had my fill of 409 barbecue in the past week.
It's impossible. Ross Tucker would tell you it's impossible to get your fill of 409 barbecue.
Never too much.
Did you see how fast he ate that last week? Yeah. That was stunning.
Well, he's not, you know, he's at one point he was about 320 pounds. Not that he is now, but I'm just saying, I think that he reverted back to his NFL eating days.
He has the capability. Yeah. The talent is in there. Anyway, for more info, go to gopsurv.com or you could call Mark at 800-519-8467 for the ultimate tailgating experience. All right, gentlemen, it is time for our annual position preview as we go into the season, and we're going to start with the quarterback position. My first question is going to go to you, Mr. Flounders. Mm-hmm. Here's the question.
Yeah.
We know that there's less depth on the team now with Tommy at quarterback with Tommy Stevens gone, right?
Sure.
Is Penn State a better team, though, with Sean Clifford at quarterback than they would have been with Tommy Stevens at quarterback?
I felt coming out of spring that, and this is before Tommy went to Mississippi State, I really felt strongly that Tommy was in for the fight of his life in this August camp to take the job from Sean Clifford. I don't know how James said it was going to be an open competition. He said in Chicago that he kind of reiterated that, but I think that Tommy was going to really have to raise his level of play because I think Sean had come so far in a short time. He's gotten bigger. James talked about how he's gotten quicker. He's tested well. He said he actually tested in some ways better than Trace McSorley, which I'm not sure what that means, but I think that Sean Clifford was the best quarterback for this team, a team that needed to get better in the passing game if it was going to go anywhere in the Big Ten East.
So yeah. That was a yes.
So that is a pretty significant yes for me, yes.
I'll go back to prior to the spring game in 2018 when I that's the only spring game I've ever been to in person. Yeah. So I was with some friends and we tailgated and I went and sat with them in the stands. It was really kind of cool. But when we were at the tailgate, they were already talking about 19 quarterback and Tommy and Clifford and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I will bet anybody right now that the starting quarterback for Penn State in 2019 is Sean Clifford.
You would have cleaned up.
I would have cleaned up. And
they would have given you like 5-1.
And I'm like, even if Tommy Stevens, he's saying it. And I'm like, Sean's just better. Sean's just a better quarterback and built better for this offense than Tommy Stevens. And he's only going to get bigger, stronger, and better. And he's got a whole year to do it. And it's going to be a tight squeeze, but I would say the better quarterback is Clifford. I've always said it. I've said it for a year and a half that I thought Clifford was the better quarterback for Penn State to win football games.
Well, it seems like we're unanimous on this show in supporting Clifford mm-hmm. as a starter.
Not like Tommy.
If Tommy had stuck around, though, I still feel like those first couple games, it still would have been Tommy as the incumbent going out to play. It's easier to replace the incumbent than to take him out and start the next guy.
Yeah, but really, the first two games, like how bad could Tommy have played to lose a job against Idaho and Buffalo? He would have been the guy in your scenario. He would have been the starter then against Pittsburgh if he's healthy. You know, I think some Penn State fans will agree. I'm going to follow the Mississippi State quarterback competition, and I do know he got praised at the Manning Academy, but to me, that isn't a sign that Penn State's in trouble because this guy that really spun the ball well at the Manning Academy, you know, stood out. It's, I just think that Penn State's sitting on a really good quarterback that no one else knows about. I know in these preseason rankings, they have this kid ranked 10th as the 10th best quarterback in the Big Ten. And I just think that is because not enough people know about kind of the progression he's made. And they didn't really watch what he was able to do when he was in the game last year.
Check back with us in November and see if he's 10th. But
we haven't even talked about Will Levis yet.
Well, yeah. We're getting there. But first of all, to your point about watching Tommy at Mississippi State, in my small sampling of Penn State fans, I think most fans, most Penn State folks
are rooting for him.
Yeah, they're rooting for him and hoping that they both do really well. So you are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment is brought to you by GoPSURV.com for the ultimate RV experience. Call Mark at 800-519-8467.
Let me just say one last thing about the Tommy Stevens, Sean Clifford, you know.
This Sean Clifford better be one of your man crushes, by the way. He just better be, based upon the 2018 spring call. He better be a man crush.
He might be on my man crush list. The only thing I want to say was, if both stayed, the better quarterback for Penn State was the guy with the better arm. Tommy's legs are better. Sean's arm's better. What do you want your quarterback to be known
as? So Tommy might even have a stronger arm, but I'm just saying that doesn't necessarily mean he's a more accurate passer.
I said better arm.
And I think its accuracy is the most important factor with a quarterback. All right, let's go forward now. We talked about there being a competition between Tommy and Sean, if that were the case. Andy, is there going to be a legitimate competition between Levis and Clifford?
I'm not going to do... I'm not willing to do what we said when Trace McSorley and Tommy Stevens were battling for the starting job after Christian Hackenberg left, which James was like, it's a competition, it's a competition, it's a competition. And we were like, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right. It's Trace. It was Trace, but I think looking back, I learned that it actually was more of a competition than you might have thought at that time, Bob. So even though I think Sean's better than Will for the quarterback position, I still think it is in the coaching staff's and James's eyes. They have their eye on somebody, but I do think Will get his crack, and it is a competition.
75% chance that Sean starts the year if he's healthy.
Good number.
I'll give Will a puncher's chance because he's got the physical tools, like a 1-in-4 chance. I think he's got a chance, but I think that Sean, you know, James talked about Sean's leadership in Chicago, like read the tea leaves. Sean was the guy who stood up in the room after Tommy left and said there's not going to be any drop off at the quarterback position. I think it would take a lot. Will's got the talent, but I would say 75-25 is going to be Sean.
I'm going to make it 90%, if not higher, that Sean's going to be the starter. I do believe the incumbent. But I believe it also leads to the next question. If we all in this room, or more importantly in the coach's room, they're big believers in Levis, are we going to see some way, somehow, to get him on the field? Are we going to see the line position 2.0?
Oh, please, no.
We are not. I think that was a somewhat made-up position to encourage Tommy to finish his career at Penn State. Will Levis is a big guy. And one of the reasons that Tommy on the field with Trace was appealing was because of his mobility. I don't know that Will is the guy that you – I think that they're going to play one quarterback. And I'll also say – this that because we have to talk about it. I'd be surprised if by midseason that Michael Johnson has not separated himself from Taquan Robertson for the number three job. I think there is a decided gap between those two.
So I'm curious. So you brought up the third position, and we've talked about this before, that the quarterback room is not as deep as it was, but there is depth. Who is the number? I'm curious about who would be a number three quarterback. I mean, Penn State hasn't had to use it because Trace McSorley was, you know, he was a warrior and he played through a lot last year. But I think it matters. I mean, to me, it's like, okay, I kind of had a back. Mike, is Michael Schuster part of the equation, you think? No, a walk-on. He's just simply a clipboard guy. Okay.
They want my. I think Michael Johnson is the guy. He's the, got the most upside, and I think he's got some things to work on. But I think that he is the guy. I think they are looking for him to separate. And if he doesn't separate, maybe it's because Ross talked about it, you know, a couple of weeks ago. He thought that when he evaluated the kids, he thought that Michael was, I think, in the top five. And this kid's got a special frame, 6'4", 210. He's a dual threat. I think he can do more than the other guy. And I agree with you. Penn State wants him to separate, and I think they want to try and get him fast track just in case there's an injury.
See, I think everyone's going to be focused on though, is it Will Levis or Sean Clifford as the starter through camp? But to me, the more interesting thing to follow, if you can get any tidbits or crumbs of information, is how's Johnson doing and his development as a third string quarterback.
Haven't we all along said with these two incoming freshmen said, all right, probably one's going to stay and one isn't. But by Tommy Stevens leaving, all of a sudden where the timetable may have been, hey, they'll both have their true freshman year to play and then they go into next year, you really don't have to declare a leader between the two of them. Has that timetable been pushed up? Because all of a sudden it's not, who's better among the freshmen? It's who's our third string?
I think it has, and I do think that Penn State's been awfully fortunate with health at the quarterback position.
I agree.
Because Trace not only is a tough guy, but, I mean, he's played through some injuries I think that people don't really are fully aware of. But even dating back to Hackenberg, I mean, he got his brains beat in. He got sacked a lot. They were able to play. I just think that at some point, maybe the law of averages might catch up to Penn State, and one of their top two either does get hurt in practice or does get hurt in a game. And I think the number three becomes more important because he's a lot closer to being a number two, I think, if the law of averages kind of play out.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say it's your one injury of some kind and a little bit of effectiveness to be talking about a third string quarterback, and you're one injury away, a catastrophic injury away from that freshman being your backup quarterback.
You just never know. I think Baker Mayfield, I think, walked on at Oklahoma after he was at Texas Tech.
Right.
Is that right? And I think he was like number four or number five at one point on the depth chart. You just don't know how things are going.
Didn't Ohio State, their national championship.
Sure, they used the number three guy. Yeah, Cardale Jones.
Yeah.
So you just don't know, and I think the number three quarterback is a lot more important than people realize.
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing to pay attention to this camp because this year it matters. The timetable's been moved up.
All right, that's it for quarter number two and our preview of the quarterbacks. Stick with us. Bob and Andy are going to answer your questions.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.